Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to another edition of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long. How are you, sir?
I'm nice and warm and cozy, unlike some parts of CCO land. I hope you are as well. In fact, I'm looking at a text right now that came in moments ago from Montrose, Minnesota. Texter says it's 30 degrees there. The bird bath is frozen this morning.
Wow.
So we're at 30. Now 34 is the official temperature reading, updated just a few moments ago, 34. And let me advise our listeners that I know Dan has a brief visit here on CCO Saturday mornings. He'll take his leave about 7:45. So any kind of a car, truck, van question you may have, if you need to bring your vehicle in for service and you want to know what could be ailing, Dan will give you some analysis over the radio about what could be ailing that vehicle. But don't wait. Call or text, as some folks are already doing. Same number. If you want to call and chat with Dan, great. If you want to just send a text, that's okay too. 651-461-9226. Here we are, Dan, almost the middle of October. My goodness, we're getting near November, and it kind of slipped in on us really fast. Winterization. I was thinking about warming up vehicles, and we always get questions about that this time of year, all through the winter, in fact. But what can we do to, quote, winterize our vehicle?
Well, you know, people wonder if it still exists. Do you still have to winterize your car to get it ready for winter? And the answer is yes, you do. It starts as simple as check the air in the tires, Denny. You know that when the weather turns cold, the air in your tires, you know, the molecules get smaller in cold weather and the pressure goes down, and it happens every year. It's common. We've gotten by all summer, most of us, without putting any air in our tires, and now's the time to check that and adjust it. So it starts there. But this is the time to take advantage of getting your car ready for what is the most difficult season on our cars. You know, the icy roads, the cold weather, all of that is when we ask the most of our cars. And you need to be sure that all the maintenance has been done and that it's ready to go for the season, you know, including things like getting your oil changed and being sure that all your filters and those things are up to date. It's a great time to do a safety inspection and be sure that your steering components and your brakes and all that are good to go. But it's just that time of year to bring it in and get it set up so that you can win the battle against winter.
What's the rule of thumb, and I know we talk about this from time to time, as far as car batteries are concerned, is there a point that we should be thinking about a new one, you know, given the life of our current one?
Well, we've kind of, you know, unofficially said if your battery's getting to be 5 years old, it's time to start thinking about it anyway, because in this climate with the heat of the summer and the cold of the winter, it's hard on batteries here for sure. And so I think if your battery's getting to be 5 years old, it's time to at least have it checked and see how you're doing. Maybe you can get one more season out of it. But to go beyond 6 or 7 years with a battery, and I know people do for sure, but to go beyond 6 or 7 years, you're starting to take a risk of getting stuck somewhere when your battery finally decides to give out.
Yeah, and it's going to be usually 10 below at the time or something.
Right, it'll be very inconvenient. And, you know, over the past several years when we've had severe cold, there's a battery shortage. And so
that's true.
Beware of that too. Handle it before you need to.
Call us or text us for your car care questions, 651-461-9226. Speaking of phone calls, let's grab a couple here. I think Patty's calling in first from Watertown. Patty, thank you. Good morning. What can we do for you?
Good morning. I have a 2018 F-150, and I wanted to take the tires off and rotate them, and I can't get my lug nuts off. Is that a common problem? I talked to the Ford dealer, and they said there were some troubles with that. I know my son has a 2005, and we had the same problem this winter. We couldn't get his lug nuts off. Have you heard of this?
Well, we deal with it all the time. And yes, it is very common. And it's easy for me to say, but we have the tools to handle that. If it's that the lug nuts are just that tight, then we have, big breaker bars that we put on the lug nuts, and we're able to get them loose. If it's that you can't get the socket properly on because the little chrome cap it's got rust underneath and it's swelled, we have tools for that too. We actually, if the lug nut is 19 millimeters, which is very common, we have some special sockets that are 19 and a half millimeters so that we have a little extra room to get those on. But yes, that is a common problem that you're facing. And, if you're not able to get them off, my recommendation would be that you should stop and get some help, get some professional help, because the quality of the tools that you're using in your garage are not the quality of tools that I have in my toolbox. And Denny, you can attest to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's just true. And if you don't have the proper tools, what you're going to end up doing is wrecking the lug nuts or wrecking the studs. And, then it gets expensive to repair. So if you're not having luck, stop, take it in, have a professional get them off for you. Yeah, that won't cost very much, and from that point, I think you'll be ready to go again.
Is there any way to prevent that? That is, if take it in to Lloyd's and you guys get the lug nuts off, can you put some kind of lubricant or anti-seize stuff on that?
All of that. Yep, that's a great idea. And if that's what's going on, most of the time, when you're having trouble getting them off, it's that they weren't put on and torqued properly when you put them on. In other words, they were over-tightened. And, if that's the case, then you, like I say, you're going to get some help. And then that's one thing that I do warn people about. You've watched me do this, Denny. Every time I put a wheel and tire on, I, use my air gun with this special extension on it that won't allow me to get it too tight. And then I put the car down on the ground and go around and hand torque every one of the lug nuts and be sure that it's torqued exactly to spec. And if you do that, you don't run into that trouble of you can't get them off.
All right, good point. Well, Patty, good luck with it. Thank you. Thanks for the call. And we're going to head into a break, but I want to alert Bob. You're going to be next right after the break, so don't go away. 651-461-9226. In the midst of CCO's Car Care Show, in the Twin Cities, 34 degrees. We should see sunshine later. Highs today near 62, 63 sunshine tomorrow. Stay with us here. News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Had a good Saturday morning to you. This is the 8th of October. Denny Long here, along with Dan Burns, ASE Certified Technician, helping you out this morning. Lloyd's Automotive is the place. Dan, for those that are new to the show, thanks for checking us out. How do we find Lloyd's in St. Paul?
Well, you can come on over, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web and get all of that information at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
We'll get you that number again before Dan leaves us, which is close to 7:45 or so this morning. Any kind of a car care question, call it in or text it in. When you think of it, 651-461-9226. We promised Bob in Champlin that he'd be first up here after the break. Thank you for your patience, Bob. What's your question for Dan?
Well, first of all, thank you for your excellent show. I listen to him every Saturday morning.
Thank you.
I have a 2001 Lincoln Town car. It's got 98,000 miles on it. And 10 years ago, I had the spark plugs changed. That's 65,000 miles on it. And if Parks plugs were Iridium XP104, I guess my concern is, they're okay maybe, but would they start to get frozen in the engine?
You know, that is one of the issues with the long life spark plugs is they get stuck. And after 10 years, it might be a good idea to just go ahead and change those. If it was my car, I probably would do that just for that reason. And when you do change the spark plugs and take them out, be sure that you put a little anti-seize on the threads of the spark plugs so that 10 years from now when you want to do it again, they come out the way they're supposed to. I would at the very least maybe find the easiest one to get to. Take it out and see what it looks like and see if it comes out easily. If it comes out real easy and somebody lubricated them the last time that you did it, if it comes out real easy, if the spark plug looks good, then maybe I'd be comfortable with that. But I think if it was my car, I probably would just go ahead and change them.
All right. I appreciate the call, and that leaves the line open at 651-461-9226. Here's a text, Dan. Hi, Denny and Dan says, my sister has an Infiniti SUV all-wheel drive. The other day, we were going around the corner and I'm sitting in the back seat. The tires make a noise like they're bouncing as we go around the corner. I said, something's up with that. She said, the dealer said, that's normal. What's up? Love the show. Thank you. That comes from Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, I would get another opinion on that. By getting another opinion, I probably would find a shop that is willing to get in the car with you and go for a ride and talk about what you're hearing and what's going on. Because sometimes in the communication process at the dealership, by the time you tell a service writer and the service writer tells a technician, the message might not be getting to the technician clearly. So, yeah, I would want to go for a ride with a professional, let them listen to what I'm hearing, and then give me another opinion on whether that's normal. I don't think it is. I think that if you're hearing something that's disturbing, there's probably something wrong. So I think you probably need to keep going with this and figure out what's going on.
We may be a little bit ahead of the game. We don't know what kind of a winter. We hear predictions for the last few weeks or so. What about snow tires? We're going to be talking about those pretty soon.
Yeah, won't be long before we'll be putting those on,
Yeah. Isn't
it? And snow tires have become popular again. People oftentimes now are switching between their summer tires, which are oftentimes a fancy racing-type tire, to a snow tire, which will give you good grip and traction on the ice and snow. And they're incredible for sure. The compounds that they're made out of are you know, good on ice and snow. And they just, if you've ever driven on a set of snow tires, you'll be amazed at what a good job they do for you. So, if they're, if you're in a situation where you need to get out on a icy, snowy day and you need to count on being able to travel safely, then I think snow tires are a great idea.
Yeah, safety is a big issue. All right, I tell you what, let's do this. Let's have a break for weather. Let's see what that forecast calls for. Then we have a few minutes remaining of CCO's Car Care Show, just ahead of Jack Farrell's Wine Chat, 651-461-9226. More Car Care Talk here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We're here every Saturday thanks to good folks like Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, who's helped us out here on CCO for many years and doing the same thing this morning. Dan, we still have callers and we have texters, so let's get to it. Clem is on the phone from Red Wing, I do believe, to ask you a question. Clem, what's your question for Dan?
Good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
On a 2002 Explorer, I cannot get the car out of park, but I've had brake light problems. Every time I try it, the brake lights aren't on, and I know it's tied to a brake safety switch. Unless there's other areas I need to look, I'm ready to replace the switch. Also, is there a reset button so I can get the car out of where it's at now? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. Oftentimes there is a little cover on the center console that you can push a button and get it into neutral, but sometimes not. Sometimes that's too complicated. So, but yes, you're absolutely on the right track. If your brake lights are not working, that shift interlock will not release because it's the same switch. So if you crawl underneath the dash there and find that switch, which is right up by the brake pedal, you'll see that that there's probably four wires going to it, and it comes out of that little hole, and the new one pushes in, and you can adjust it and get your brake lights working properly, and that'll take care of your shifting problem also.
Okay. We have a caller. Let's grab another call, then we'll pick up on text messages before you head out of here. Tim is calling in from Wilmer, I believe, this morning. Tim, thank you. What is your question?
Yeah, good morning. First of all, or two things. First of all, thank you for the show. Appreciate it very much. Both of you guys are great communicators, and it's very helpful.
Thank
Secondly,
you,
2019 Prius, all-wheel drive. It's my third Prius. Love the Prius, the economy especially. This summer I put a new set of tires on and all season radials, and have noticed since I put those tires on that I'm getting probably close to 5 miles per gallon less on mileage. And just in communication with some other folks around, they say that can happen. Dan, could you comment on that?
Well, you know, that anything that causes additional drag on a vehicle or something like that can cause an effect on your mileage. I actually just put new tires on my vehicle this past summer, and I noticed that my mileage got a little better. And I chalk it up partially to maybe the new tires and maybe the fuel that I'm using or the blend of fuel or something like that. But I'm not sure that 5 miles a gallon, that's a lot. And I'm not sure that tires would have that big of an effect to give you poor mileage. So I think maybe it's a coincidence of a couple of things that are happening. But that being said, absolutely, the where the tire meets the road needs to be a smooth and resistance free surface, or it's going to have an effect on your mileage. The other thing that can have an effect on your mileage, and this is something that you should check, be sure that the air pressure is adjusted correctly. If you have low air pressure, anybody that has ridden a bicycle with low tires knows how hard it is to ride, and you pump up the tires, and they roll great. So that's the other thing. Check the pressure. But it would be unusual for new tires to give you worse mileage. I think more commonly they'll give you a little better mileage.
Okay. Dan, we're almost out of time. Let's do a quick lightning round for our texters this morning. Here's one. 2017 Acadia had an oil change 300 miles ago. It's now saying we need an oil change. So it appears it was never reset to 100%. How can this be done? That can vary, can't it?
Yeah. Sadly, I can't. I'm sure I can do it, but I would figure out how to do it, but I can't describe on an Acadia how to do that. I think that if you were to Google that or do a web search, you would find a YouTube video that will explain that to you clearly, and you'll be able to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I actually do that quite often. You know, every one of those lights is different, Denny, and
it's true.
That's a challenge to know how to do them all. And I count on the YouTube videos from time to time to help me do that.
Yeah, I've done that same thing. Another one, Dan, that when a shop recently rotated my tires, they said the sidewalls were bad. I see nothing that would indicate that. The tires are about 4 years old with 18,000 miles on them. Only thing I can think of is that my kids park against the curb and may have scraped them up a bit. What should I do? Have another shop evaluate them?
I think that's a good idea because, you know, I see tires all the time on the right-hand side of the vehicle that have been scuffed up by the curb. And, you know, you actually can take all the writing and all that completely off the tire. But I've never found that to cause the tires to be defective. So unless they're seeing something that they didn't show you where there's a significant cut or something like that in a tire, I would get another opinion and see what someone else thinks about that.
Let's do a quick couple here, and we'll tie these both together, and then we'll have to say goodbye. I love your show. We're going to be snowbirds. What precautions should we take to store our car for the long winter? That's one. And the last one is I plan to store my 2006 Toyota in an unheated pole barn over the winter. I plan to put stabilizer to the gas, disconnect the negative battery line, put mouse repellent under the hood. Is there something else I should do? You want to answer both of those, Dan, if you would.
Number two is a good answer for number one, with the exception of I would not leave the battery in the vehicle to go dead and then freeze. That'll wreck the battery. So if you're going to leave it for the whole winter, either I would leave put a battery tender on it so the battery stays fully charged, or take the battery out of the vehicle and put it in a place where an open air space where it won't freeze.
Yeah, good idea. They're already talking about storing cars for the winter. Dan, we have to take our leave here, make way for Jack Farrell. And how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Have a good week, Dan. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat here on 830 WCCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.